You like playing Madranga? I noticed during Brother Hari's kirtan last night, he was playing his knees the whole time. Like kirtan. Has anybody reached the halfway mark yet? No. Who's completed more than 16 rounds? Okay. You got how many? Have you completed 16? Have this morning, 7:30, have you completed 16 rounds so far? Okay, that was the question. But that's not what I said. I said this one. Okay. How many are planning to complete 32 rounds and more? How many are planning to complete 64 rounds? Okay. So maybe we won't need a second class this afternoon. How many are planning to attend the second class this afternoon? Okay. I guess there'll be a second class. So that means that other hall will have to be clean. Brija Bhakti said she would take care of that. I don't see her. Shishi Gornatai ki. Yeah. Fantastic weather. Couldn't be better. Especially for Seattle. No rain, sunshine. Okay. Okay, 64. 64? 32? 64. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. It's a good day for 64 rounds, wherever you are. I'll try to make the presentation this morning short because on 64 round day it should be. But the topic is a nice topic. It could be easily expanded to a longer span of time. Is there anybody here who is not familiar with the invocation verse of Ishopanishad, Om Purnama Dak Purnamidam? Anyone not familiar with that? Okay. Well, since it's only one, this presentation is the complete in big letters there, is taken from the invocation verse. Om Purnam Adak Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adai Purnam Eva Vashishate. And who's that on the left? Haridas Thakur. Acharya for the chanting of the holy name. Many of you know from Navadvip Dham Mahatmya that in his previous life, Haridas Thakur was Lord Brahma. And in case you didn't know, here's how it happened. According to Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Lord Brahma understood, we know from his prayers, that he made a big boo-boo, and he was going to get a big reaction for that. Now, we had this little discussion yesterday. When a devotee gets a reaction for something they did, it's not like a karmic reaction. If it's not a karmic reaction, what is it? It's a token reminder from Krishna that you made a mistake. Prabhupada gives the example, you make it a slap on the wrist instead of a broken arm. As the token reminder. Don't forget. So, we may have forgotten what that something is, but token reminder, it's not karmic. What's the verse that you were referring to yesterday? Atma kripam kripakam. Yeah. So it's coming directly from Krishna, is the point. And that's not the external energy. External energy is remote under Krishna's or Paramatma's supervision, but directly. So the Navadvipa Mahatmya says that Lord Brahma went to Navadvip to perform tapa for the offense that he had made to Krishna. And when Lord Brahma does tapa, he really does it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before him, pleased by his tapa. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated that you please be very much by your austerity, you're released from any reaction for your misdeed. And I'm so much pleased by you that when I appear in Kali Yuga, in the 28th Yuga cycle of Vaivasvata Manu, when I appear at that time, you will be my devotee. And Lord Brahma was very happy to hear that. But he said, Lord Brahma said, but I don't want to make this mistake again. I want to remain humble, in a humble mood. So please have me engage in a way that I will remain humble. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's already arranged. You will take birth not even in a Vaishnav family, in a Muslim family, but at the same time, so your humility will be preserved, but at the same time, I will engage you as the Acharya of the chanting of the holy name, the Yuga Dharma for which I will descend in Kali Yuga. So that's Haridas Thakur in his previous life. Lord Brahma, the same Lord Brahma we've been hearing about. And when one chants the holy name in a humble mood, then one can have a taste for the chanting of the holy name and feel the sense of completeness. So this next slide is where we're going to end up. This is when you get on the train, this is the last station where the train's going. A meditation in this mood of humility, as we can experience completeness now and each day by taking the opportunity to connect with Krishna through his holy name deeply. So that's the topic. The invocation mantra of Sri Aurobindo Upanishad expresses this completeness. There it is. Already spoken. There's Purnam how many times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And the translation, the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete. in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. So everything is already complete and perfect. However, sometimes we experience incompleteness. That's a problem, and it's prevalent. So, whoops. In the invocation mantra, there's four verses. The first invocation through mantra 3. The principle of completeness is established. And then, whoops, how to practice that completeness, Isavasya spirit, Prabhupada calls it. That is, recognizing that everything comes from the Supreme, and we have that which is intended for our maintenance as our quota, and accepting that as coming from Krishna and not accepting more. How to practice, and then the result of such practice is in mantra 2, and mantra 3 describes what happens if you don't do that. Just like those final prayers of Lord Brahma, what happens if we don't see the connection of all things with Krishna? Not nice. So here's the different parts of completeness. It's four. Krishna, the absolute truth. The living entity. Whoops, the phenomenal world. And then the living entities. And what's the fourth? The arrangement of Krishna that everything is already complete. So there's the parts of completeness. So now we'll go through the parts. I'm going to go through this quickly, purposefully. We could speak a whole bunch on any one of these. The absolute truth, of course, is Krishna. He is eternal, just as the vastness of the spiritual sky is eternal, but so is his abode, and so is his form and all of his associates and everything. In the whole of the spiritual world, there's fullness of knowledge. The realization of that is the Paramatma realization. Whoops. And bliss is the Bhagavan realization, which includes Sat and Chit realization. So that's the complete realization. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. That's the absolute truth as spiritual form. Then Idam Isavasyam Idam Sarvam. Do you know the verse? You know the verse? Can you say? Magridaha Kasya Svidhanam. So Idam refers to the second one, to the Supreme Lord, the phenomenal world. Looks pretty phenomenal. There's a plan, or there's reason, although many things seem quite unreasonable. I can think of a few things that seem quite unreasonable. But behind everything that happens in the phenomenal world, Krishna is there. There's a reason, a plan. And the arrangement is a complete, so we don't need extra do something. So it becomes complete because it's already complete. Completeness for maintenance and subsistence. Krishna enters into every atom and sustains the whole of material existence. All the elements, they're certainly complete. And then the time energy. And by the time energy, everything moves. And as everything moves, it comes into being, stays for some time, and is destroyed. Then there's the third item, the living entities. Of course, they're awarded bodies according to their position. But those arrangements, according to Ishopanishad, it's already the facilities if human society doesn't interrupt and make a mess of things. The natural arrangement is there's facility for all living entities. And in the human's form of life, facilities for realizing Krishna, the complete whole. And within Ishopanishad, Prabhupada gives this example. The hand is part of the body. So separated from the rest of the body, it's disgusting, just a hand lying on the sidewalk or something. Yuck. But connected with the body, then its function is there. So same, our function, our sense of completeness is when we're connected to the whole, like the hand connected to the body. So there, that's something to do with the fourth item, the complete arrangement. There's, amongst all the species of life, in particular, the human form of life, has, by design, the arrangement for understanding the complete whole. The medium for that is devotional service. And so Bhagavad Gita teaches devotional service. Ultimately, all of the Vedic literature teaches that's the means for realizing the completeness. Somehow, there's this struggle to feel complete. And people strive for that through their relationships. Really wish I could have attended the afternoon session yesterday on humility, relationships, and the holy name. But here it is again, the sense of being connected and understood and loved and with others. At the same time, well, we struggle because we want independence and we want freedom and we want to do our own thing. We have our nature, that's fine. But not connecting that nature to the Supreme, that's the struggle. And authenticity. I have a whole presentation in for college audience. The title is catchy, I forget it, but you know, striving to find the authenticity of our individuality, and largely with a material conception of life, that's not authenticity of our individuality, it's something else. It's a product of the modes of material nature, it has nothing to do with us, in short. But we struggle for that, finding our identity. And it comes in so many features. Struggle and struggle and struggle. Material existence has that feature. Again, I could spend substantial time on each of these points, but I want to go quickly because it's 64-round day. The struggle to feel or experience completeness somehow separate from Krishna, well, it's a fool's errand. It's never going to happen. But instead, our nature is struggling in that way. We're centered on the self and that which is around us so that we feel complete. It's exploitative. It's not God-conscious completeness. It's another kind. And there's this vacuum, the sense inside of feeling emptiness. I know some people that say from time to time they feel that emptiness. We'll never find that sense of wholeness or completeness disconnected from Krishna. And connected with Krishna, any situation is just fine. And it binds us to repeated birth and death. So that's not the right procedure of the complete arrangement for our complete existence. Here Srila Prabhupada speaks in a class about Ishopanishad, this first verse. We make efforts to utilize the resources of nature to create a so-called complete life of sense enjoyment, which is the illusory representation of completeness. It cannot fully satisfy us. Right from the invocation mantra, his purport. He puts it so concisely. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. So it's like turn the dial and just become in knowledge of the complete whole. We heard from Lord Brahma, you can't do it. Not by mental adjustment or intellectual prowess. It's by devotion. Here's a lecture, from a lecture, on this verse. So, this is the technique of Krishna consciousness, that if you learn how to love Krishna, then you will love everything. Otherwise, your love will be localized and you'll be frustrated. It is most scientific, and our process is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Krishna. And Krishna's name, none different. So, chanting Hare Krishna means you're associating with Krishna. That means you're directly in touch with the root of everything. So, by dancing in love for Krishna, you can love your society, your country, your community, your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your friend, everything. Complete. Purnam. Purnam adak. Purnam idam. Purnam. Purnam. Purnat purnam udachyate. Purnasya purnam adaya. And that love will never be ended. Purna. Love of Krishna is so complete that you go on distributing this love. It will never be expended. It will remain the same. So encouraging, Prabhupada's way of explaining things. So then, still there's this feeling of incompleteness. If we had more time, we could ask for some volunteers, but just think within yourself for a moment. What ways do I feel a sense of incompleteness in my life? And what are those defects or shortcomings or imperfections that you find within yourself that most trouble you, your own sense of incompleteness? Then feeling those feelings towards those sense of shortcomings or imperfections. Is there some material way to adjust things and now you feel complete? Not possible. And then how we go about life and experience life, we find so many problems internally and externally. It goes on like that. So the cure, the holy name, another very nice verse that's taken from Padma Purana, but it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Here's the word again. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvan Nama Namino. Translation. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. For it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete. And it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition. And it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there's no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Wonderful verse. So much to meditate upon and speak about. Remember when you're chanting. So this is the meditation while chanting. What is it? We can experience completeness each day by taking the opportunity to connect with Krishna through his holy name deeply. The holy name of Krishna is complete. Arrangements for our sense of completeness, they're there already. You don't have to go somewhere and find it. It's already there. Discover what's already there. And the awakening of that realization comes from contact with the complete whole. Then our sense of completeness will be made possible. Our stubborn false ego wants to do something else. Do it another way. Try it another way. Destined for failure. A fool's errand. Go find a sense of completeness that's separate from Krishna. Not possible. So just some inspiration that specifically from Ishopanishad, that sense of completeness that we want. We'll feel restless and grumpy and dissatisfied and all those other kinds of things without connecting with Krishna. And connection with Krishna is made so easy. He's very kind. Simply through his holy name. But we have no attraction. So take the assistance of this nice mood of humility. Recognize the completeness that's within our grasp. It's right with us every moment, especially when we're connecting with Krishna through his holy name. So, good luck in your journey today. If you have an expectation that's other than Krishna's plan, you'll be unhappy. But if you're ready for whatever is Krishna's plan, but just connect with Krishna, whatever his plan, you'll be very happy. Like that description I made yesterday of obviously it had a very powerful impact when, because I knew Rasigya and her husband Lohitaksha from, you know, the time they started visiting the temple. This is a little history for you and your wife. They lived in Manhattan, and they were both professional actors, or actor and actress. They maintained themselves that way. And we had this standard that before someone could come, could stay in the temple, they had to come every morning for Mangala Arati, stay in the temple the whole day and do a service, and go home at night for 1 month. We had that high bar. And they did it. They lived in Manhattan. They took the train in every morning to Brooklyn from Manhattan to attend the morning program and stay there and do service the whole day for a whole month. And then we let them stay in the temple. So I knew Rasagyan Loi Taksha for, you know, for years and years and years and years. And they were, one of their services was the Vaikuntha players. We read in Lilamrita about the Vaikuntha players, that's what they called themselves. There was a drama group and a few others without the names. And they were fantastic. So I had this, you know, appreciation and relationship with Loi Taksha and Rasi Gao for years and years. And then he died. She moved to Austin, Texas, and I hadn't seen her for a long time. When I saw her at this Japa retreat, it was wow. You know, it's like I haven't seen somebody for so many years, and it was wow. She was really bubbly, enthusiastic for having a peak experience. And it was a crash landing until she just surrendered to what Krishna wanted. And then she felt Krishna's hand just lift her up. Sometimes that's all that Krishna wants. It's just place ourselves in his hand instead of struggle with his sense of incompleteness. Just take shelter. Just take shelter. Just take shelter. It may or may not be the external circumstances will change. That's not the consideration of the sense of completeness. The sense of completeness is you're with Krishna. Everything's all right. And we struggle instead. Mama moya maya daratya ya. Mama eva ye prapadyante. One can easily cross beyond that struggle. So, may you feel a sense of completeness. May you feel complete humility. Just take shelter of Krishna wherever he wants you to go. Wherever he wants to take you in this journey today. With the holy name. May you have a wonderful journey. Just say yes to Krishna wherever he wants to take you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.